Hi, this is Whiskey doing part one of the 36 questions of something or other. Just a warning, you know, there may be some heavy shit, but, I don't know. I did do a lot of questionnaires today because these are all recorded in one day because it's the only day I have alone, I believe. And I kind of wanted to see if I could just warm up my voice a little bit before getting into the more sexual audios because my voice is being a dickhead. But that's my fault for screaming so much. Which sounds really sexual, but it's not. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest? Donald Trump, so I could tell him what a piece of shit he is. No, really though. Maybe Bernie Burns or Jeff Ramsey, founders of Rooster Teeth Productions. It just so completely boggles my mind that they and three other guys built like this really big company from what started as a couple guys dicking around in Halo. RT is really, especially as of late, expanded so much between partnering with Fullscreen and making a multi-million dollar movie and, you know, really expanding their brand. Not to mention having the longest running web series of all time. That's really impressive. Plus they seem like super cool dudes, so, you know, why wouldn't you? Okay, would you like to be famous in what way? Okay, I have thought about this, and yes, although not in, like, a famous, like, paparazzi following you, having millions of fans and stuff, no. I want to be famous for being a very generous, rich person, and adopt all of the animals and the children that just really need love, because I am a mushy person. Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you were going to say, and why? Absolutely. I mean, if I'm just going to call, like, a family member or friend, then no. But anything else, I'm, like, rehearsing 80 times. Like, okay. Otherwise, I feel like an idiot, and I hate that. 4, what would constitute a perfect day for you? Probably going into the city with my best friend, you know, just to hang out and do all the touristy shit. Because no matter how many times I go to Boston, I always end up doing, you know, some touristy shit. And probably end with going to a Bruins game because I love hockey. When did you last sing to yourself? To someone else? I constantly sing to myself. I was just singing to myself 10 minutes ago in the shower. Not that I'm good at all, but to someone else? Oh, yesterday our friend and I went to like this haunted house thing that had like our place that had a bunch of haunted houses. And at one part, we started singing in the middle of one of them because, what did we start singing? The Danger Zone! Danger Zone! Yeah, that's not how the song goes, but it is now. If you were able to live to the age of 90... and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, what would you want? Mind, hands down, completely. I've seen people just, you know, completely lose their minds as they got old to, like, Alzheimer's or, I can't remember what the other one is called, and it's just absolutely, like, miserable to even see. Like, my great-grandmother used to be such, like, a happy, friendly, quick-witted woman, and now she doesn't even know her own name, and it's, like, being with her is just, like, as horrible as it sounds. It's, like, being at an open casket funeral. I mean, it's just, Yeah, I'd much rather die than end up like that. So, mind. Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die? A motor vehicle accident. Whether it be like car, boat, whatever. Or whether I'm in the vehicle or get hit by it. I'm not sure why, but I feel like it. For what in life do you feel most grateful? Family. Family that's caring and supportive. As much as I complain or get annoyed, I wouldn't trade them for the world. Like, if it wasn't for my dad and my grandparents and my siblings, I would not at all be the person I am today. And honestly, I'm kind of scared what I would have been without them because I know it would be hor I would be horrible. If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be? Bruin, that is a closet. I would have changed the support from my mother because there wasn't any. Fuck, I hate getting into this shit. I feel like to her I was more of a source of child support and just another problem, and it was such a bad feeling to feel like that. Like, I wasn't important or smart or anything really. And, are you seriously meowing? Bruin, I'm getting into some deep shit over here, and you're fucking meowing? Yeah, no child deserves to feel like that. It's horrible and really affects their future. I can speak personally on that. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained one quality or ability, what would it be? Confidence or extroversion. I'm the complete opposite of both of those, and I feel like because of that, it really affects my social life, as far as that's concerned. Yep, I will be doing part two in a second. Let me let the cat out. I'll let the cat. 36 questions, part two. Okay. Hold on, I'm preparing my mouth. Okay. If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, your future, or anything else, what would you want to know? I would want to know if I'm actually the person I see myself as. I see myself as a good person, but I guess I don't know how accurate my self-beliefs are. Is there something you've dreamed of doing for a long time? Why haven't you done it? I really would like to tell people things I've never said, but always thought, like, how much they mean to me and how much I love them and appreciate all they've done for me. And I haven't because I don't even know how to approach the subject and saying what I want without just end up bawling, crying. So, what is your greatest accomplishment of your life? Up to now, it is surviving to this point. What do you value most in a friendship? Having someone that you can joke around with and just talk to about everything and anything, and they're supportive and caring and funny. And, it's more of like a sibling than a friend. I also love how you can just look at the other person and just like make a face and they know exactly what you're trying to say, especially when you're in public. What is your most treasured memory? Maybe my high s no. Yeah, my high school graduation probably because those were probably the four most horrible, miserable years of my life. And I was so fucking glad that they were over because they were miserable. And the day of my graduation was a lot of fun, you know, being around all the family, especially ones I haven't seen in a while. And at one point when I was about to leave, I was walking down the stairs and my shoe broke and I fell flat on my ass. But I think it, like, I wasn't embarrassed because first of all, I knew, like, I am never seeing these bitches again. Second of all, I think it was just really, really funny because that, you know, would be my luck. What is your most terrible memory? Okay, this one's, you know, getting into some pretty deep shit. I was probably around 11 years old, maybe 12 or 13. And my brother was 3 years younger than me. And my mom, we were away in a couple states over for the weekend. And we had taken separate cars up, luckily. But my mom and my first stepdad got in like this huge fight, and he was drunk and he had a gun, and it was really scary for me and my brother, and they were screaming, and finally my mom just told me to go get in the to grab my bag and get in the truck, and it was probably about midnight, and we drove home, and we didn't get back till about 4 in the morning. And I remember, or 3 in the morning. And I remember that entire night not being able to sleep because I was afraid that he was going to follow us back and murder us. But that's not a memory I like to look back on. If you knew in 1 year you were going to die suddenly, what would you change about the way you're living now? I'm a pretty reserved person, you know. I usually, you know, keep to myself, do my job, but I definitely want to get out there more and, you know, just have fun. What does friendship mean to you? Didn't I do this one? Oh no, I didn't. Okay. Friendship means a lot to me because having someone that knows, you know, pretty much everything about you, and you know pretty much everything about them, it's a really special relationship, and especially friendships that really last. I met my best friend my freshman year of high school, but my freshman year of high school, I didn't talk, like, at all, pretty much. And I was always pretty quiet, except for when I was with my friend in the last junior and senior year. We were in a lot of classes together, and senior year we were in all but one class together, so yeah, and I went to a technical high school, so in my shop, she was in my shop with me, and my conduct had gone from like an A to like a C, but that's also because my teacher was an absolute cunt. Yeah. What roles do love and affection play in your life? I don't know, honestly. I don't have an answer to that. How close and warm is your family? Do you feel your childhood was happier than most other people's? Some of my family was close and warm, like, especially my dad and my grandparents, but, I didn't get to see my dad often, so that was hard and difficult as a child, but my grandparents were always there for me, plus they lived right down the street, so growing up, you know, it was always, I didn't want to go home back to my mom's because it was not warm or close. At some times I did feel my childhood was happier, but overall I think there was a lot of dark stuff that really affected me as I grew up. Yeah. How do you feel about your relationship with your mother? Not good. I mean, I hate that I'm not close with her because, you know, growing up, you're always taught, like, your mom is the most important in your life, blah, blah, blah. But it's, like, that's not true in all cases. But people seem to be incredibly biased about that. And it just, like, seems absolutely ridiculous to me. I hate that it's the way it is, but it's that way for a reason, unfortunately. Complete this sentence. I wish I had someone with whom I could share my life. If you were going to become a close friend with your partner, please. Okay, the most embarrassing moment in my life. My entire high school experience was all 4 years was just the most embarrassing moment of my life. When did you last cry in front of another person and by yourself? Excuse me. In front of another person, probably a couple weeks ago. It was a difficult day. To myself, last night, I was reading this really sad post on Reddit that really, really got to me. Yeah. What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about? Honestly, I don't think anything is too serious to be joked about because, you know, we as humans, it's difficult to process some things that happen, like horrible, horrible things, but I feel like the only way we know how to process it is to joke about it, but not, I don't know how to say this, not, you obviously don't find the situation funny and you don't think it's something that, you know, necessarily would be joked about, but for some people it's an easier way to deal with things. Otherwise, you're just a scared, miserable person, and that's really no way to live, so, yeah. If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret having, not having told someone? That goes back to my answer a while ago, telling people how much they meant to me and how much I love and appreciate all they've done, and yeah, your house containing everything you own catches fire. After saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to safely make a final dash to save any one item. What would it be and why? Probably my phone, just because it has like so many pictures and memories on it that losing that would be something that would just be really, really sad to me. And losing all those, you know, moments that remind you of really good things. Of all the people in your family, whose death would you find most disturbing and why? Definitely my dad's. I don't know what I would do. He's always been there for me, and when I was younger, I only got to see him on, like, weekends, and that was really, really difficult for me. And then luckily, right before I started high school, my mom was moving, and my dad got custody of me, and since then, I've just done a complete turnaround for the most part. I mean, high school was tough, but nearing the end of my senior year, things really started to look up for me, and they have continued going up since. Yeah, that's the last question. Thank you for listening, if you did. I apologize for getting into some heavy shit, but, you know.